MTG Storage Guide 2026, Sleeves, Commander Deck Boxes, Binders, Playmats, DAX here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. For one, Active Magic Deck, buy opaque matte sleeves and a box sized for the sleeved format, roughly 60 plus sideboard for constructed or 100 plus for commander, with extra room for tokens only when the box is designed for them. Add a binder for a curated trade or valuable collection, divided bulk storage for the rest, and a mat only when it improves handling or table clarity. Magic storage fails in two opposite directions, a naked deck in a loose cardboard box or a small first collection buried under a luggage system designed for 12 commander decks and an emotional support sideboard. DAX treats the format as an engineering requirement. 60 card constructed, 100 card commander, jumpstart packets, tokens, dice, trade cards, and bulk each impose a different load. The answer is not one enormous box, it is a small system whose pieces have jobs. The minimum protection kit for Magic, the gathering for one active Magic deck, buy opaque matte sleeves and a box sized for the sleeved format, roughly 60 plus sideboard for constructed or 100 plus for commander, with extra room for tokens only when the box is designed for them. Add a binder for a curated trade or valuable collection, divided bulk storage for the rest, and a mat only when it improves handling or table clarity. Protection follows use. Sleeve the deck being shuffled, give it a box that fits its actual thickness, and create one labeled home for everything not in a deck. A mat earns its space when it improves handling, camera contrast, or zone clarity. Which sleeves should you buy and how many? Magic tournament sleeves must be uniform and unmarked. Opaque backs reduce accidental information. A 60-card constructed deck may also carry a sideboard, while Commander uses a 100-card singleton deck including the Commander. Double sleeving improves edge and liquid protection but materially increases thickness. Buy one extra pack in the exact same color and finish when event replacement matters. Sleeve backs must be opaque and uniform for competitive play. Inner sleeves add protection and bulk, use them for expensive or heavily handled decks, not automatically for every common in the house. How large should the deck box be? Capacity numbers describe cards, not your entire ritual. Count the sleeved deck, sideboard or separate deck, rigid leader holder if applicable, tokens, dice and dividers. A nominal 100 plus box may be perfect for commander and comically large for an unsleeved teaching deck. It may also become tight once double sleeves and thick tokens arrive. Choose a box that prevents movement without crushing cards. Keep dice in a separate tray when they can grind against edges. Binder, archive box, or display case? A side-loading zip binder is for a curated set, trade pool, or valuable cards you want to inspect. A divided bulk case is for searchable inventory. A rigid display or top loader is for the small number of cards whose condition or presentation deserves it. Do not overfill binder pockets, stack heavy binders flat in unstable towers, or treat an ETB-style cardboard box as waterproof archival storage. Label bulk by a rule you can maintain, set, color, type, or deck job. Is a playmat worth it? A playmat is worth it when it keeps cards off a rough or dirty table, makes sleeved cards easier to pick up, defines zones, improves webcam contrast, or turns setup into a consistent ritual. It is optional when the table is clean, smooth, and private. Store mats rolled with the art outward to reduce edge curl or flat if space allows. Do not crease neoprene into a deck case. A neutral dark mat is the most reusable and camera-friendly choice. Four magic loadouts that stay ready: the 60-card event kit, one sleeved main deck, sleeved sideboard matching spare sleeves from the same package, tokens required by the deck, a life method, and a compact box that keeps the sideboard distinct. Do not let dice press against card edges. If deck checks matter, opaque backs and consistent sleeve condition matter more than decorative art. The Commander Kit, one complete 100-card deck including its commander, 10 or more matching spare sleeves, clearly recognizable tokens, life counters, and a box tested with the actual sleeve configuration. Double sleeves change capacity enough that 100 plus on the front is not a guarantee. Keep the commander visible without making it physically incompatible with the table. The Jumpstart Library, each half deck in its own labeled packet with theme name and a recoverable list. Store packets vertically in rows with dividers. The key metric is reset time. If sorting the cards after a game takes longer than choosing the next pairing, the storage has broken the format's best feature. The Draft Night Bag, empty sleeves for the drafted deck, lands if the event does not supply them a small deck box, counters, pen, water, and room for opened cards. Keep food and condensation outside the play zone. A giant collection case is not helpful when the knight produces one 40-card deck and a modest pool. Review each kit quarterly. Replace split or cloudy sleeves as a complete matched set when markings could become identifiable. Remove tokens the deck no longer creates. Archive retired lists with a date and short note rather than cannibalizing them invisibly. The goal is a shelf where any chosen format can reach the table in 2 minutes, not a museum of containers that must be unpacked like expedition gear. What should you check before the next purchase or event? Do a 2-minute maintenance pass after each session. Count the deck, separate borrowed cards, replace damaged sleeves, return tokens to their labeled pocket, and note any missing card before memory becomes fiction. Keep purchase receipts or photographs for unusually valuable cards and maintain a simple inventory for decks whose replacement cost would hurt. Insurance needs vary, but documentation is useful long before a collection becomes museum-sized. Never store cards in a hot car, damp basement, direct sun, or under a leaning tower of heavy binders. Containers manage handling, the room manages climate. If a deck smells damp, feels warped, or shows condensation, fix the environment before buying a more expensive box. What magic? The gathering players repeatedly get right magic and commander threads repeatedly recommend hard compact boxes such as boulder-style cases for one deck, larger modular cases for several decks, and labels that identify deck and color without opening every box. Jumpstart owners frequently store each half deck as a labeled packet so the mix and play promise survives cleanup. The durable pattern is modular: one dependable sleeve line, one appropriately sized box per active deck, one labeled home archive, one binder for cards that deserve browsing, and one mat or clean surface. Buy replacements before novelty. Use the Amazon buttons below for exact products where the listing is viable. Prices and sellers move, the product identity and job are the recommendation. Final verdict: buy sleeves and a correctly sized deck box for the active Magic, the Gathering deck first. Add labeled bulk storage or a binder when the collection proves it needs one. Add a playmat when it improves handling, zones, or camera contrast. Frequently asked questions: what size deck box do I need for Commander? Use a box rated for at least 100 sleeved cards. Double sleeves, thick tokens, or dividers may require extra capacity. Check the manufacturer's internal dimensions and owner fit reports. Should I double sleeve every Magic deck? Number double sleeve expensive, heavily played, or tournament decks when the extra bulk is acceptable. Single opaque matte sleeves are enough for many casual decks. How should I store Jumpstart half decks? Keep each half deck in a labeled reusable packet or small box, including its theme and deck list. Store the packets together so random pairing remains fast. Should Magic cards go in a binder or a box? Use a binder for a curated set, trade inventory, or valuable cards you browse. Use divided boxes for searchable bulk. Do not overfill binder pockets. How do I store a playmat? Roll it with the printed side outward in a tube to reduce edge curl, or store it flat. Do not fold neoprene. What should I buy only after 10 real games? Buy only the upgrade your completed games identified. Exact singles for a deck problem, storage size to the collection you actually use, or a mat that solves a real table or camera issue. Do not let randomized product replace diagnosis.